Good morning. I am not an artificial intelligence. No, I'm not. And this is not a fake replication of my voice or an adoption of my voice by a machine. Machine learning, whatever that is. I expect it won't be long before the artificial intelligence will have figured out what are my values, what am I driven by, and thereby be able to predict what I'll do in various situations. This is my contribution to Audio Mo, and as far as I know, Audio Mo is not an artificial activity. There are people using that hashtag to connect with other people. But even more importantly, I think, they're using that hashtag to connect with themselves. Listening to yourself talk is a learning mechanism. Now, artificial intelligences, will they be able to listen to themselves talking? Will they be able to reflect on what they've just said? Well, the truth is, probably, in my opinion. More or less because as soon as you're able to think of something new that doesn't exist, you can be fairly sure that there's somebody already working on it, developing the necessary software. Just as people are developing, you know, cars that can fly. And so there are even people who are trying to extend the length of human life so that humans can live more or less indefinitely. Artificial intelligence. I've just been listening to an artificial voice reading an article, which I assume was written by a human being, but cannot be 100% certain, all about the dramas that are going on in California in higher education and all the issues that are dividing people's opinion over there about whether artificial intelligence should be used, whether students should be trained to use it, whether it's going to replace the role of university staff. And you know, how long will it be before artificial intelligence is able to send out bots, computers, even robots to observe the situation, interview people about it, conduct massive surveys to tell us, you know, whether or not people have equal access to it, etc., etc. One of the interesting things was that there is some course, a course in one of the California universities that in which a professor teaches the thinking of Karl Marx, the thinking of Max Weber, and the teaching of Emil Durkheim, all of whom I studied at university back in the 68 to 71. My grounding in these people's work, and they're still being considered worth discussing today. I mean, they're all dead. Is that what humans focus on? I wonder if an artificial intelligence who landed from Mars today would be saying that some of the most important thinkers to that we should study would be, oh, forgive me for saying this, Donald Trump, what do you call that guy who invented Tesla, and also, I don't know, somebody else, the views of those Tate brothers. You know, are these the thinkers that, you know, we mustn't overlook today? I'm not an artificial intelligence. I'm not quite sure if I'm any kind of intelligence. I know I'm able to use words. I know I have a brain. But would I actually pass intelligence quota recognition? I don't know. Do I want to know? Probably not. Because if I discovered that my IQ level was, 45, would that motivate me to become a 46 or a 48? Or would it be like my golf score, 97, best score in 2 years, 120, my worst score in 15 years? Would that motivate me? I don't know. But this is for Audio Mo. This is for Ernie. And Ernie is not a figment of my imagination. Ernie is a real person. As far as I know, he's not an avatar. As far as I know, he's not a hologram yet. But there we are. And to my great friends and even past acquaintances who are also using the hashtag Audio Mo, may you have a sunny day. All the best from the 2nd of June. And I'm going to do my best to be with you every single day in the month of June. Yeah, I will. Goodness knows where this is going to lead. It might be just instinct, what I focus on. Or else I suppose I could put into Gemini, ChatGPT, DeepSeek, or some of the more tricky ones like Trustpilot, or I don't know what. Or what do you call that guy who's inventing things for the American military to use, whose name I've just temporarily... Altman, isn't it? I've forgotten him. So here we are. I'm off to eat an orange. So back to the studio.